The exhibit is going to be opening up on July 29th and is going to be staying here in Dover until September 11th. And the exhibit is Maurice Sendak, 50 Years, 50 Works, and 50 Reasons. It's basically a retrospective exhibit celebrating the life of the iconic author and illustrator Maurice Sendak. It's going to feature 50 of his works, and they span basically the whole of his life. So there are going to be original sketches that he's done for several books. They will have drawings that he did for a book report when he was 15 for Macbeth. It will also have sketches of set design pieces for a ballet that he did, and of course illustrations relating to Where the Wild Things Are.
And that is the work that he's best known for, right? Where the Wild Things Are?
It is. Where the Wild Things Are really solidified his place. Generations of people all around the world have grown up reading Where the Wild Things Are and have in turn read that book to their children.
I even remember Where the Wild Things Are when I was a kid. I wanted to be just like Max growing up. I think a lot of people my age and a lot of people older and younger want the same thing. Now, I understand that the library is partnering with the Biggs Museum across the street. What's that relationship for the Sendak events?
So that is correct. We are very excited to be working with the Biggs Museum of American Art. The Biggs Museum is going to be hosting half of the exhibit for us, and they're also helping do some of their programming. So we have a lot of different programs that are going to be going along with the exhibit. So there's the grand opening that's going to be Friday and Saturday, July 29th and 30th. But then we have several different things that we're doing throughout the program. We're going to have guest lectures. We're going to have a film screening outdoors. There's going to be a musical performance and a ballet performance at the Schwartz Theater. So really the community has really become involved in helping us make this even more exciting than it could have been.
So it's really a Dover-centric event. So it's not just here. It's not just at the Biggs. It's also at the Schwartz, too. So is it this big because there's just so much in the exhibit that you couldn't cram it into one space?
Well, the actual pieces themselves are going to be at the Dover Public Library and the Biggs Museum. So half of the pieces will be here and half of the pieces will be there. The programs that are going along with the exhibit, it's happening because everyone is just so excited to be a part of it. You know, Maurice Sendak was very influential in basically all of our lives. We're also partnering with the Gray Fox Grill, Pfeiffer Orchards, the Children's Theater. So really it has become a community project.
And so where are these pieces coming from exactly?
They're coming from multiple collections. So the exhibit actually first started in 2013 to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the publication of Where the Wild Things Are. And it's been touring the country since then. And Dover is actually the only place in Delaware that it's going to be stopping.
That's a coup, right? You stole it away from some places in Wilmington. That must be nice.
It's very nice.
Dover getting some recognition here. Okay. So Do you have a favorite piece or a favorite event that has to do with the Sendak event?
So there are a couple pieces of art from the exhibit itself that I cannot wait to see in person. There are some sketches of the monsters that Max meets that are just, they're absolutely beautiful. There are several events that I'm really excited for. The musical performance, Really Rosie, I've never seen it, but it's being produced by the Children's Theater. They've been a fabulous partner. I'm very excited to see that. And we also have a breakfast with the monsters that we are doing. You can purchase tickets and you will be able to have a small, simple breakfast at the Gray Fox Grill. And there will be crafts and there will be some of we're creating interactive exhibits to go along with it. So we're going to move some of those exhibits over to the Gray Fox Grill. So you can become immersed in Sendak stories.
Okay, so dining with the monsters, are there going to be people dressed up like monsters? Is there anything like that?
I always encourage people to bring their costumes and dress up. So I'm hoping to see several Max costumes and several monster costumes.
I may or may not have one in my closet right now. I may or may not be making one. Who knows?
As long as you get the tail just right, it's all going to be good.
Yeah, that's true. And the crown. The crown is very important.
I've got the crown, so I can hook you up.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about the film screening. Is it the film Where the Wild Things Are by Spike Jonze?
It is. So we are on La Crimenway Plaza in September, so Memorial Day weekend. We are going to be showing the Spike Jonze film Where the Wild Things Are. So it's going to be a very family-friendly event. You should bring your chairs, your blankets, and come out and have a great time and watch the movie.
So I understand that there are going to be some interactive spaces or displays. What exactly does that mean?
We're very excited because we've worked with several different artists to bring Sendak's stories to life. So at the Dover Public Library, for example, we are going to be having things like Max's bed out for kids to see. We're going to have a boat so they can get their pictures taken in Max's boat and sail away. And perhaps what I'm most excited about is we have an artist who is working on creating The Night Kitchen. And it is also one of Sendak's more famous books. So she is going to be creating the night skyline for In the Night Kitchen. So we're going to have model buildings that kids can come up and get their pictures taken next to as well as cutouts of monsters.
And is there anything that people should know about Mr. Sendak? I know people are obviously keyed in on Where the Wild Things Are. Is there another work or another fact that people should take away from this?
You know, I do tend to think that people focus in on Where the Wild Things Are a lot, but he's got so many other fantastic books, and he's done so many other fantastic works. So that's what I'm most excited about for this exhibit, is that it really is a chance for people to learn more about his life and the other things that he did. You know, it's very important because he basically has been responsible for teaching children that it's okay to trust in their imaginations and it's okay to be afraid.
That's true. I remember I loved reading the book with my mom growing up, and it enthralled me, but also terrified me in equal measure. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.